This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. In this week's episodic adventure, we're going to take a little different approach to how we do the countdown. It's the same information provided to us by Talkers Magazine. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher, is normally with us, but technologically speaking, we may sound a little different this week because, technologically speaking, it is a little different reality. So Michael is not able to connect with us technologically. Victoria Keelan is here from the DJV show, and Rich McFadden, long associated with me and my operations and the operations of my originating network, Radio America. He's here as we go through the stories, the top 10 items for the week of June 8th to the 12th, according to Talkers Magazine. And their research, so we'll get through them, the people list as well, getting people tuned into what is going on. Not that things have changed a lot since last week in terms of the list itself, but the things that are pertinent to the items. For example, I think we'll start at number one, actually, and give that a bit of time. The Black Lives Matter movement, if that's even what it's called anymore, if that's what's appropriate. There are plenty of people who say all lives matter, white, you know, we get into that whole thing. And the protests that are going on, which are widespread, I think that's probably an understatement. I'd ask both of you, Victoria and Rich, have you seen any of these, of the protests in your communities? And if so, what's your observation? Are they effective? Are they not effective? Are they peaceful? Are they violent? What tone and text do they take, Victoria?
Well, the protest that was in our town in New Jersey, it actually began here at our apartment little village that we live in, and it was peaceful, no incidents, and it was a march from here to that ended at the police station. There was one incident that I know of in a neighboring town where a cop got into it with one of the protesters, and I think someone was shot, but I don't know if it was the cop or if it was the protester. But other than that, I haven't heard of anything that's been violent. The biggest concern for me is just people not wearing a mask when they're out and protesting and being in these large groups. We've already in New Jersey, over the last couple of days, we've seen an uptick of hundreds of new cases when we were actually way, way down. And now it's starting to go back up. And I think over the next probably 2 weeks, we're going to see more of that happening.
Yeah,
that's my favorite
Rich,
part.
You're in Washington, so you're maybe closer to a little more fervent action. What's your observation?
Well, I mean, I live out in the suburbs in Virginia, and we've had peaceful protests out here in the suburbs. It seems to me like all of the Antifa bad players, bad actors stuff has slowed down a little bit. Now we're getting the actual protesters who support the real issue, which is a good thing. At least now we can, weed out the garbage in this whole mess and talk to the people who really want to talk. But I don't think anybody's talking. I think everybody's talking. Nobody's listening. And that's the problem that I see happening right now is that whether it's social media or even the protests that are going down the street, nobody on either side really wants to hear anything. Everybody just wants to talk. And I don't think we're going to get anywhere until somebody starts listening, and that's not happening. So, but for the most part, peaceful over here. And I do think it's I think this movement is extremely effective.
In what way? How do you measure effectiveness?
Well, I mean, I think it's a couple things. I think that the fact that we were all shut into our houses for 2 months made everybody want to get out and do something. So I think that there's a lot of people on the street. I think people were ready to explode, and the George Floyd thing certainly gave them something to explode over. And I think that it's gotten to the point where you can't agree to disagree anymore. If you don't agree, you are labeled, and no matter what side it is. And if you try to have a conversation, it's not acceptable. You either have to agree with us, or you are a racist, or you are not a patriot, or whatever it is. And that's back to my point where everybody's talking, nobody's listening. There is no other side anymore. It's either your side or my side, and there is no conversation in the middle.
I think I have called BS on the whole, let's just agree to disagree. That's not a real thing. And I think that just kicks the can further down the road. And I think that we need to work. This is an actual conversation that we need to work through. We can't just say, throw our hands up in the air anymore and say, all right, well, that's your opinion. And this is my opinion. I think we need to work through it. You know, it's like if you're in a marriage that needs counseling, you know, you don't just go agree to disagree. You need to sit in the room and work it out. That's what I think our country needs. We need to sit down, have the uncomfortable conversations. A lot of people are doing that now, and that's great, but we need to work through this one. We can't just...
Do we need to have an uncomfortable
conversation. I think if I say I don't agree with Black Lives Matter because I think it's become a political party, and I don't agree with some of the things on their platform, then I'm all of a sudden deemed a racist because I don't support Black Lives, which is the furthest thing from the truth. I absolutely support Black Lives and think that they do matter. But I don't want to defund the police, and I don't want to do some of the crazy things that are being talked about. So that's the conversation I want to have, and nobody wants to have it. I'm just the racist.
Love you, and I know you personally, so I can say this, but I think you're playing the victim a little bit here. I think a lot of people are having conversations that are, you know, that are difficult. But I think that I agree with you that, you know, this is the time to sit down and actually say, okay, this is why I don't support defunding the police. And maybe that word is the wrong word that got chosen, by the way. I think that there are funds that need to be reallocated. I think it's the biggest mistake of the whole defunding the police is the word defund, because it doesn't mean abolish the police. Now, some people on the super, super left want that, but that's not in the reality. So, like, let them live on another planet, because that's not going to happen. But I think that we need to reallocate a lot of funds, and I think there's a healthy conversation that absolutely can be had where middle ground can be reached. We just need people who are willing to be open-minded enough to do it.
Well, you know what causes
to be labeled the victim for once.
The discussion of defunding, you're right, Victoria. That word is nonsense because that's not what's going to happen. Reallocating funds, reworking the organization that we know as the typical police department. But when you see the video, there was another video that surfaced this week of a dying man who he's crying at the police. This was an event that took place last year where a fellow named Derek Scott is heard on the police cameras, the police
body
cam, whatever.
The body cameras.
So both of the police officers involved in this had their body cams on, and this fellow is pleading, saying he can't breathe. And the police officers say, no, that's nonsense. You can breathe just fine. Well, moments later, this guy's dead. So this is Oklahoma City. Now, this is another one of these videos that's surfacing. And as part of our culture today, if you think that you're going to do something and get away with it, if you're dumb enough to think that you can pull a stunt like that and get away with it, then you're going to suffer the consequences. But here's another guy that's dead for no reason at all, except that these people, you know, they paid no attention to him whatsoever. I don't even know why they stopped him. He was stopped along the side of the road for something. But there's now a complete investigation. Apparently, the investigation wasn't going too well, or nobody was paying much attention to it until all this started. And then people in Oklahoma City remembered. Wow, remember what happened last year? So they're all over it now. But, you know, this is just one of many of these incidents that are surfacing and that do add fuel to the fire as to how blacks are treated by white police officers. And it goes back to the same thing. Your brother's a police officer. You probably have the same conversation with me, Richie. These guys are not paid enough. They're not trained well enough. and there are too damn many of them, as far as
I'm concerned. Well, let me tell you, my brother is a cop, and he's been out there for 20 years, and never has he had to step on the neck of a black man, even though that's the only people he runs into, because he works in the worst neighborhood in Washington. So me and my brother and none of his friends have ever had a situation like this in the worst neighborhoods in D.C., and they've arrested plenty of black people, okay? They've pulled over plenty of black. That's all they do every day, because that's the neighborhood they're in. So there's no white people down there, right? So they've never had the situation. So this is one of the things I'm sensitive to, because I know this, that while these things are horrible and need to be eradicated immediately, that this is not the mainstream. But the other thing that's the bigger problem here, Doug, is there are no new cops. Nobody wants this job anymore. Nobody. And the people that are applying for it, be careful what you wish for, because you are about to get the worst crop that you could ever see. And let me tell you what's going to happen in a lot of municipalities around the country. They aren't going to be able to put a police force up together. And guess what comes in next? The feds. So you're going to have the military. I guarantee you in 10 to 20 years, there are municipalities that can't put a police force together because nobody wants to do the job. And now you have the army standing on the corners.
That's certainly not what America's about. We'll continue with our talk radio countdown show. Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan, and Doug Steffen this week.
What's more important, how you look or how you feel? Well, with Calitrin, you don't have to choose. Calitrin has been proven safe and effective for weight loss and energy for over 20 years. It not only helps you look better, but it's actually good for you, so you feel better, too.
My name is Ann from North Carolina. I am in love with Calitrin. I have lost multiple inches and about 20 pounds in a little over 2 months.
It's Michael, California. I take Calitrin, and I feel great. I have a lot of energy, and it's been fantastic.
I started using Calitrin 2 months ago, and I just love it. I had to go buy all new pants. I had started not fitting. Everything was too big. People ask me what I'm doing, and I always tell them I'm doing Calitrin. So I just really feel this is a wonderful product for people to try.
See, it's not just another diet product. It's Calitrin. For more information, visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Mirabet on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
All right, so continuing with our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, thanks to the countdown work that's done. The list is, by the way, published at Talkers Magazine every week. I thought it was interesting, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Miller, apologizing for taking part in a photo op with the president in the church.
Yeah,
this is, yeah, well, okay, you can take it from there, Richie. Help yourself.
I mean, you're the Joint Chiefs of Staff, military, and you're going to kowtow because people are upset. You know what? Stand your ground. Trump, it looks like an idiot.
What if he actually really regrets the choice he made? It's not about, I don't think it's about standing your ground. What, I mean, people make mistakes and then say, you know what, I thought about it and I shouldn't have done that. What's wrong with that being genuine?
You know, he should have had the guts to stand up and say, you know what, Mr. President, I don't think this is a good idea. I'm going to hang out over here. Because if he has the guts to stand up to the president and go, you know what, I shouldn't have done what he did, he should have done it in the first place.
All right. Well, that's food for thought in and of itself. When we continue, who's coming to work portion of all of this stuff because of the Chinese virus. We'll find out how that's changing. We'll talk about it anyway. 21 after on the countdown.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Moving back into our Talk Radio Countdown Show, Michael Harrison not here because of the obvious. You know, some of you may discern a little technical difference in how we're presenting ourselves to you this week, and some of you may not. That's not the important thing. The important thing is for us to get through the issues. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan from the DJB program. Rich McFadden from Radio America is here with us as we discuss these stories. I want to stay with the police for a moment because there are a couple of different angles here that need to be discussed. And one of them is a reference to what's going on in New York State, where they have passed a package of bills to reform the way the police departments operate. And one of the measures that was passed calls for the creation of the Office of Special Investigation to, quote, investigate and, when warranted, prosecute when a person dies in law enforcement custody or after an encounter with a police officer. The other measure that was passed this week is a repeal of a section of the civil rights law in the state which protected law enforcement officers and their disciplinary records. They were sealed under circumstances before. I think that might have changed the picture were it to have been the case with a guy in Minneapolis who had 18 really egregious things in his jacket and had no business being on the police force at all. A part of the problem of the police unions, I think, frankly. But Victoria, you and Rich were on to something with regard to the police, whether we reform them on the federal level, reform how the office. I mean, is all this going to curtail their ability to enforce the law? Is it going to hurt their job? Is Rishi right that nobody has any brains or sustenance is going to want to be a police officer?
I do worry about forward. That, too. The caliber person who's going to be applying for the job. I definitely am concerned about that. One of the things that Section 50A, which is what you were talking about, that's the right. Disciplinary records. And Governor Cuomo, who, you know, maybe people outside of New York don't know, he was the attorney general. So this is something that he's been behind for a while. He has wanted more transparency. Because if you think about it, you know, if you get pulled over by a cop, you hand over your license and registration. Within 30 seconds, they know every single thing about you. If you want to know anything about them, it's completely sealed off and it's impossible to ever know who you're dealing with. And so the transparency needs to be, and like you said, Doug, the police unions, I think, are a huge problem in this country.
Yeah.
And that's something that needs to change. One of the other things that is very, very disturbing to me, and I don't know, Rich, I don't want your brother to get in trouble, or I don't want him to rat anybody out, but I've been hearing and reading more and more stories, because body cams are now required in so many places. There are more stories of cops knowing that the audio is recording, and they're faking what's going on. They're yelling, "He's got a gun, he's got a gun," when the person has no gun. There was a young kid who was shot. He was 23 years old. He was out for a jog in Texas. He went into Colorado. He went into a convenience store. He had a face covering on because he was running in Colorado in the cold. And he had no weapon on him. And somehow they called the cops on him, because they thought he was going to rob the place. And the cops show up. They have the audio and the whole thing. And the one cop is yelling, "Oh, look out, I think I see a gun," or whatever. And it was all fake. And the other cop ended up ratting him out and said, no, he made that up, just to justify shooting this kid who is now dead. That's the thing. It's the body cam stuff. That's not a foolproof system. And I think we still need more oversight with that.
Why would any cop yell he's got a gun when they know that when they search him, they won't find a gun?
I don't know, but it's happened a few times now that people have gone public with it. I don't know why, unless they want to. That's their way of saying, "Well, I thought he had a gun, and that justifies me shooting and killing the person."
So, okay, I mean, I think we have a double pronged approach here. We can talk about this in a minute, but I think if we're looking at, yes, we need to weed out the bad cops, we need to retrain to make sure that everybody is trained up well. But
we need to pay them more. All right, let's hold that thought for a few minutes. We'll continue. The next half hour of the countdown is coming up straight ahead here.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune supporting cofactors, magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right. Get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free ultra pure fish oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit purityd.com. That's purityd.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
As you know, a smile is worth a thousand words, so if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system. This is an amazing system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJB code. You'll save 40%, $10, and then you get free shipping.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says most American police officers are good cops.
They have to do it right. They have to be trained in a proper manner.
At a roundtable discussion in Dallas on police reform yesterday, the president said America must keep its law enforcement strong amid unrest over George Floyd's death.
When you see an event like that with the more than 8 minutes of horror, that's 8 minutes really of horror. It's a disgrace.
He says he'll be signing an executive order to increase professional standards for police. The Republican National Convention is going to be held in Jacksonville, Florida in August. They made the switch because the Democratic governor of North Carolina still hasn't guaranteed the convention as planned in Charlotte could go forward without coronavirus restrictions. And this is USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
A 75-year-old man seen in a viral video being shoved to the ground by Buffalo police officers last week is now recovering from a brain injury. His lawyer saying that her client is feeling better and undergoing physical therapy. The two officers involved in the incident were suspended and have been charged. Scotland's Parliament wants to end shipments of tear gas and rubber bullets from the United Kingdom to the United States. Scottish lawmakers voting 52-0 with 11 abstentions yesterday on an amendment calling for a ban on the exports of such items. The vote came as chemical gas and rubber bullets have been used at protests over the police custody death of George Floyd back on Memorial Day. Police are searching a Connecticut home of a missing mom, Jennifer Dulos. She's been missing since May of 2019. She once lived at the address with her estranged husband, Fotis Dulos, who was charged with her murder but committed suicide earlier this year. According to reports, cops had been at the property previously, but without a warrant or cadaver dogs to search the woods behind the home. And a distillery in Australia mixed up gin and hand sanitizer, accidentally selling 9 bottles with the wrong label. They put out a recall and managed to recover all the bottles. And you can find us online at USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Continuing on now with our overview of the world of News Talk Radio, something we've done every week here. I've been involved in it with Michael Harrison for 20-some-odd years doing this program as a tradition on the weekends. Hundreds of radio stations carry the program because it does pretty much fit a niche. We want to keep the talk going on the weekend, want to know what the main stories were. The idea was to continue in the Michael and I both came from the music world, and we all did countdown shows at the top 10, 15, 20, 30 songs of the week. So this is an attempt to do that for our format. So we have the top 10 stories that are listed at Talkers Magazine every week. Happens to be this week is the week of June 8th to the 12th. Here joining me is Victoria Keelan from the DJB show, Rich McFadden from Radio America. And I think we're still kind of in the police mode because there are a couple of other elements. That's the number one item anyway this week on the countdown. I saw the business that many people talked about this week, some of the specific stories. One of them is that 75-year-old man who was pushed to the ground in Buffalo. He has a brain injury now. And if you don't think that's fueled this conversation as to police brutality, there have been very few other things that have gotten people more angry than looking at that, which was when you look at the video, it was completely unnecessary. So again, it fuels this conversation about the police being abusive for no good reason. So you've got this, a couple of different ways. Richie
you were about to explain why there are a couple of ways, or how you look at it, two different ways.
Well, I mean, yes, we need to look at it from the perspective of when there is a cop who is either just a bad person or has not been trained properly, we need to fix that, absolutely. But, you know, George Floyd was killed because he had a fake $20 bill. And while, yes, you need to be arrested for counterfeit money, there are a lot of crimes out there that these things are happening over that really we should be looking at whether they need to be handled in the same way. Or to take it even a step further, I've been on ride-alongs with my brother down in Anacostia in Washington, D.C., and that part of the city has been the same for 40 years. Why? Why is this cycle of poverty continuing to where people cannot get out of this situation? So I think
that's
we need to look
question.
At that.
That's part of the systemic conversation that people keep talking
yes,
about.
Exactly. And people talk about systemic racism, and I look at Anacostia, and I go, yes, absolutely. If you want to call that systemic racism, it is keeping these programs in place that keep these people, the welfare and the just everything that keeps them in that cycle of poverty. We need
it's
not
a control
working.
Mechanism.
We need to do something
it's
about
control.
It.
Control. That's what it is.
It's absolutely.
So let me ask you this, both of you, because we're all radio folks here. What's radio's role in ending racism? If we agree that there is a problem, systemic racism in America, what is our role as people who communicate to millions of folks? We do literally talk to millions of people every week.
And this is exactly why I brought this up, because I think we all look at systemic racism and have different opinions on what that is. I look at systemic racism as government programs that keep people in poverty. To me, if you want to say there is systemic racism, I wholeheartedly agree, because it's these programs that do it. I go down to this part of town, or you go to any part of town. You go to, any major city has a bad town. Even small cities have a bad town. What keeps these people from being able to get a better education, from businesses coming into their part of the city so that they can get good jobs and raise the tax base so that people can get a better education because they have a larger tax base? What is that? Why do we keep doing the same thing over and over again? And, Victoria, I'm sure we can have this debate. D.C.'s been a Democrat-run city for 40 years. I mean, there's never been a Republican anywhere.
Well, I think that, politics aside, though, I think that going back to what you're saying with systemic racism, Doug and I have talked about this on the DJV show. When you have property taxes dictating how much funding goes into the local public school, right there, you are setting kids up to either succeed if they come from a wealthy area or to fail if they come from a poor area. There was a research that Harvard did research a couple years ago, saying, and it was very disheartening, but they took two exact resumes of two real students, and they both had the exact same GPA. They majored in all the same things. They took all the same classes, and they sent those resumes out to a bunch of headhunters and other companies. The kid who had the whiter sounding name, the non-ethnic sounding name, got 8 out of 10 calls versus the ethnic sounding name on the other identical resume. That's systemic racism right there. How do we combat that? I don't have the answer, but I think to Doug's point, we do talk up to millions of people, and just maybe raising awareness of things like that. Has that happened in your own life? Are you a business owner who looked at an application and maybe judged someone's name in differently than someone else's name who had the same resume? Those are things that people and it's white people that need to be aware of. And, there are so many things that play into the system. And when people say, well, how come Obama didn't fix racism? Well, it's systemic. It's not, if one person could fix it, then it would have been fixed a long time ago. But this is something that we all need to work together. And the people who have benefited the most, i.e. white people, we have to take a long, hard look at the systems that we've put in place. And you're right. Some of that is government programs that aren't working.
I would tell you that Trump did more for the black Americans than Obama ever did, because the jobs.
But how do you, in what way? Black unemployment's the lowest it's been since 2002. I don't understand what, in what way has he helped black people? Because my black friends have said they haven't seen any benefit from him at all.
Well, there's more people with jobs for sure.
But
so
black unemployment is the highest
thing.
It's been in over a decade.
No, it's not. It's the lowest.
It is. The numbers just came out.
Years.
The day that Trump stood there and said George Floyd would be smiling down, the black unemployment numbers came out the same day.
Please.
White unemployment was lower, but black unemployment.
You're going to sit here right now.
It's a fact. It's not.
You're
going to
sit here right now during the Corona shutdown and use that metric to talk about whether Trump is better than Obama.
Because
come on.
No, he was no. What I'm talking about is the black unemployment numbers are absolutely the lowest they've been going back before Obama. So that, for Trump to say that he's done the most for black unemployment, it's just not true. It's just not.
It is true.
So here's an example of being able to talk through the issue and not agree. You can disagree without being disagreeable. Let's move on. Although I have. One more example here of something that is unacceptable, and this is not piling on. Excuse me. It's just as you look at these things that are coming more to our attention every day, it brings me around to thinking about my philosophy of doing this. I want to have police officers ought to be paid whatever it takes, $100,000 a year, the same as people teaching school, to be trained the right way. To understand what's going on, Richie, remember we used to have the police blotter and Brent Larrabee, the chief of police in Framingham, was on the air with us. One of the things that we talked about was how he hired police, where they came from, and what their education was. We used to do on the old Good Day show, when Richie was on with me all the time, a one day a week segment with a police chief that was a great childhood friend of mine, and he became the police chief in my hometown and went on to become a police advisor for police all around the country. And one of the things that he was a leader in was moving people not only into technology, but training, and hiring people. He kept on that and stayed with it in our town because it's so diverse. There were lots of Hispanics, there were blacks, there were people of all kind of races represented, but he made sure that they had at least a bachelor's degree in criminal justice, and they also were encouraged that he figured out a way in the budget to pay them for going back to school to learn things that would make them specialists in certain areas where he felt policing was lacking. For me, that's brilliant. That's what we ought to be doing with we need to have people who are running the police departments who may not be necessarily from within the police ranks. Maybe there are people who have different sort of backgrounds in management, but we sure as hell have got a problem, and we sure as heck better be dealing with it, because here's another, the police in Detroit under fire as we go into the weekend for yet another, this is a parking incident, a black Amazon driver in his truck. You may have seen this already. Was pinned down. This was on Thursday of this week, I think, because he parked his van on the wrong side of the street. We've seen this everywhere, right? People are parking these delivery vans, the UPS van, the FedEx van. They park wherever they can park. So the officer has been placed on paid leave. But if you look at the footage released by the police department, it shows the officer stopping this guy in a residential neighborhood to question him after pointing out that he parked on the wrong side of the street. The driver was delivering a package. After he walked the package to the door, he came back and some kind of struggle ensued between the driver and the policeman. He's reaching into his pocket to get his driver's license. And the policeman said, hey, what are you doing? It looks like you're pulling a gun. Now, that's back to what we were saying a few minutes ago, some of this fake stuff that goes on. This police officer was by himself on a motorcycle. So there's no other, there's nothing else. There's no other policeman with him to back up his story. But I'm just saying, this is the kind of stuff that's going on and on and on and on and on. When does it stop?
When you get rid of all the police. That's where it will stop. Because you don't have any energy, and all police are indicative of this situation that you just...
See, I don't think they are. That's not my belief, but I think there's too many of them.
No, but you're listening to the show right now. It's happening again and again and again and again and again.
It is.
That's my thing. It is. But that's now. Let's talk about the millions of times where situations where people are given tickets and they just go on their merry way.
Right.
Because we don't talk about
exactly.
It.
Yeah. But that isn't being talked
so
about
the
because
is that the only time you're going to be connected with a cop is when your life is going to be in danger.
Mm-hmm. I think that we have put way too much of a burden, of a social burden, on police across the country.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff they shouldn't be doing. Yeah.
Police should not be dealing with homeless people. They shouldn't have to do that unless there's like a weapon involved. But police, you know, we rely on the police for everything. If you don't like your neighbor mowing his lawn on a Saturday morning, people call the cops for that. That's just ridiculous. We've put way too much. The police should be able to be focused on what they're supposed to do, and that is saving you from a life or death situation. And they're involved in so many other things that I have empathy for it. If I had to drive around all day and all I had to do was just go and deal with people who are on drugs or are homeless or whatever, I'd be pretty jaded too. That's not a fun job to have. And you're not really doing what you went to the police academy for, right, Rich? I mean, can we agree on that? I think that we've put too much of a social thing on that.
Absolutely. It's that is one of the biggest things that I see is that you deal with the dregs of society. So that when you come across people that aren't those dregs, but they might have the initial appearance that they could be, you are immediately, it's hard to train your brain not to see them the way you see every other person you come in contact with. But really, an important point to be made here before we have to stop here is if you ask any cop what one of the most dangerous situations for them to walk into, it's a domestic
problem.
Domestic violence call.
Yeah.
And if anybody thinks that they're going to be able to take police off of this and have counselors go up to domestic violence calls, you're sorely mistaken.
No, that's not the way that can work. All right. We spent a lot of time in this hour talking about the number one issue this week on Talkers at Talkers.com. And I think it's appropriate because it is so important, much more important, frankly, than all the other issues that are there. But you can't see the list if you go to talkers.com. My thanks to Rich McFadden from Radio America, Victoria Keevan from the DJV Show. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
As we continue to self-isolate, many of us are now working from home. Amber Mack is an author, speaker, and expert on how technology fits into our lives. And she's got some tools that will help you stay connected to the workplace.
And I think what we've really seen is, aside from Skype video, Zoom has really come into its own as the platform of choice for a lot of workers. So that's one option in terms of easy video conferencing. I would also mention that it's really important as far as that collaboration and contact with people. I know within our small business, since we're all working from home, we rely on tools such as Slack, which is a great tool that you can download for free that allows.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, All your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
There it is. I was looking for that. Da-da-da-da. The theme from Indiana Jones. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man. He's going to tell me not to leave my day job because he doesn't think I'm good at musically putting in parentheses or parenthetically, if you will, summarizing with my own music the theme from Indiana Jones. Victoria, would you like to give a read on how well I did?
Oh,
are you there?
Perfect. Yeah.
Ah, perfect. Chucker, you can't take a shot at me now after that.
No, not at all. Yeah, this day in movie history, June 12th, 1981, Raiders of the Lost Ark, the movie that showcased the character of Indiana Jones, premiered this day. Harrison Ford was Indiana Jones, but you know the story, Doug. Who almost was Indiana Jones before Harrison Ford?
I think there were a couple of different people that have been asked. Clint Eastwood was one.
Well, it was Tom Selleck.
Tom Selleck was on the list.
Get out of his Magnum PI contract. That would have been really. I like Tom Selleck, but Indiana Jones is Harrison Ford. And Empire Magazine, which is a very prestigious movie magazine, I think out of the UK, listed in a poll Indiana Jones number one action hero of all time.
Yeah.
I can't.
All right. So let's just play this out a little bit. Victoria, well, you've seen all the Indiana Jones movies, right?
Yes.
Okay. So let's just put Tom Selleck into the place that Harrison Ford enjoyed. Could you see the movie, that kingdom, if you will, the creation, four of them or five of them? How many Indiana Jones movies are there?
I think there are four, right? Yeah.
Four. Okay.
Yeah.
Would it have continued with Tom Selleck?
I liked Magnum P.I. I think it was fine, but the physicality that Harrison Ford has, when he does the way he does stunts, it just, I can't picture Tom Selleck being able to do it that way. That he can deliver the sort of sly one-liners and the sarcasm, but I just couldn't picture him doing the physical stuff that that Harrison Ford did.
I don't picture him as the head of the family on Blue Bloods now, which may be even a more significant role for him of all the roles that Tom Selleck has played in movies and television. I think this is the defining role for him, more so even. Some Magnum PI friends, fans might disagree with me, but for me, the role that he has as the police commissioner, as the father, if you will, the head of the Reagan family, far outstrips anything that he's done. It's a perfect, if there was ever a perfect role for an actor, that was the glove. I mean, I'm talking about a glove, him fitting into that. And I don't think he would fit into the glove of Indiana Jones. I don't see him in a fedora.
Well, I mean, it's always 20/20 hindsight when we talk about this type of thing. Because, you know, if Harrison Ford was not in the role, you never saw him on film playing it, you might have a different, you know, every actor or actress is going to put a different spin because it's them. You know, they have certain intangibles, facial expressions, smirks. Harrison Ford, you know, when he makes a facial expression in that role, it's, you know, pretty
good. Well, let me ask you this, Chuck. Could you see Tom Selleck being Han Solo? Who do you see being Han Solo?
Well, I tell you another actor I could have saw. There was the one other actor I could have saw as Han Solo who did a screen test, and that was Kurt Russell. He actually would have worked really well. Kurt Russell, I think, is Han Solo.
I agree with that, actually. So? I love Kurt Russell. I think I would have preferred him over Tom Selleck, for sure.
Okay. But we still prefer.
I gotta just say, you know, usually I come on Friday, talk about what's coming out in theaters, right?
Yes,
I gotta tell you, it's a little weird.
What's coming to your favorite drive-in this weekend?
Well, here's the thing. It's sort of weird when you're flipping the TV stations last night and I'm seeing trailers, like coming attractions to this movie, King of Staten Island, which is Judd Apatow's new movie starring SNL cast member Pete Davidson. It's getting really good reviews. But it's on streaming, not in movie theaters. So it's just weird to see go to streaming, pay $19.99 to watch this movie at home and not in a movie theater. And I just wonder how prevalent this is going to become, streaming over movie theaters as we move forward here.
I think they got a lot of nerve charge in 1995 to watch that stuff on a small screen, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, here's I do. This is the way they look at it, like husband, wife, kid, so they break it down into, like, you know, $6.80 a piece. But I don't look at it that. I look at it like 1999. It just feels like, okay, for one movie. So I think that's a little bit of a high price point. You know, as the weeks go on, it gets lowered. But initially.
Would you spend that kind of money, Victoria? For a movie like that?
It depends on what the movie is. For the Pete Davidson one, no. But maybe for like a Superman-type movie, yeah, sure.
Yeah. Okay, well, it depends on the movie then. All right.
Right,
good summary of where we are today at the end of the week. This is Movie Moments. Chuck Curry always.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.